This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah. Okay, good morning, everyone. What an honor it is to be here in Rabbi Klein's class. I know the Rebbe probably shared many Divrei Torah, and I was so happy when the Rebbe said he even put on a shir that was given in Yeshiva Darche Torah, and the Rebbe played it over here. So I want to share with you an interesting question. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest person who ever lived. Why? Why was he the greatest person who ever lived? I know you all know the answer, but you can't talk now. So, but I could just read your minds.
He could speak.
But what midah did Moshe Rabbeinu excel in more than anybody else? He was the most humble person who ever lived. You know what humility is? He didn't boast about himself. He made himself small. And because he made himself small, Hashem elevated him to the highest madrega. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, the smaller a person thinks of themselves, the more space there is for the Torah to fill them up. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became so great. But we find a similar thing by really all the Gedolei Yisrael. You know who wrote the Mishnah? Who redacted the Mishnah? Did anybody know who wrote the Mishnah? I could see you all know. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda. And you know what the Mishnah says in Soita? Mishameis Rabbi bat la'anava. That when Rabbi passed away, there were no more humble people. So the Rabbi was the greatest humble person. And that's why he became so great. Another. Who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Yosef Karo. The Chida brings that in the generation of Rabbi Yosef Karo, there were two other Gedolim who could have wrote a similar type of Sefer to the Shulchan Aruch. But the reason why Hashem gave the privilege to Rabbi Yosef Karo is because he was the most humble. So we see that through anivus, through humility, by making yourself small, Hashem makes you great. And that's why Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, because Har Sinai was the smallest of all the mountains. So I always wondered. But there's a very big mountain, and this very big mountain was chosen for a very important thing. Where is the Beis HaMikdash? On a water? On an ocean? On a river? On a field? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? It's on a mountain. And is it a big mountain or a small mountain? Now, the Gemara says the biggest mountain in the world because it's the highest spot in the world. All Eretz Yisrael is the highest land in the world. And of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is the highest spot. And of Yerushalayim, the highest spot is the Har HaBayis. But I thought Hashem only gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu because he made himself very small, and to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi because he was the most humble of all the Tanoim, and Rabbi Yosef Karo because he was so humble, and that's why Hashem chose Har Sinai. So why did Hashem choose Har HaMoriah? It's the tallest of all the mountains. You want to hear something very interesting? It wasn't always a mountain. When Avram came to the Akedah, Vayaras Hamakoy Merachay, Kiso Hamakoy. And he says, Hashem, why? There was nothing there. Nothing. There's nothing there. Zero. Nothing at all. And Avraham Avinu said, Hashem, why? Why are you resting on nothing? So Hashem said, okay, fine. And Hashem gave a shout, and all the land gathered together, and it turned into a mountain. But really, it started off nothing, even less than Har Sinai. It's very interesting. There were three great people who were humble, the Gemara says. Avraham Avinu said, "V'anoichi ofer ve'efer, I'm like dust and ashes." Dust and ashes are small, it's not very valuable, but it's still something. And David HaMelech says, "Anoichi toilas v'layish, I'm like a worm." A worm is not like a dinosaur, you know, but it's small, but it's still something. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? V'nachnu ma, I'm nothing. So Har Sinai, it's like dust. It's small. Har HaMoriah is even less than that. It was a makom. It was nothing at all. And that's why perhaps Har Moriah was selected to be the place where the Beis HaMikdash stands. But I'm going to tell you another secret. You know that when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, what mountain did He give it on? Har Sinai, yeah? But actually, the Baal HaTurim says, and this is how we understand the Baal HaTurim, Hashem took Har HaMoriah out of Yerushalayim, He brought it to Har Sinai, and He made a sandwich. You ever have a Har HaMoriah, Har Sinai sandwich? Very delicious. Yeah? So Hashem gave the Torah, He sandwiched us between Har HaMoriah and Har Sinai, because these are the two most humble mountains. Har Sinai was small, Har Moriah was even less than that. Har Moriah was nothing at all. And this is a very important midah, that as much as we learn, and as great as we become, we always have to understand that whatever we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shouldn't think of ourselves too great. And if somebody steps on your toe and you want, oh, why are you doing that to me? You should think, what am I? I'm not so important. I'm important that I could learn Torah, and I'm important that I could daven, and I'm important that I could come close to Hashem. But me personally, I'm very small. I'm like Har Sinai. I'm like Har HaMoriah. And the more humble we become, the greater Hashem will elevate us. I want to give you all my humble bracha that you should be able to learn from your great Rebbe for many, many more days. And even next year, you should come over to Rebbe. You say, Rebbe, you know, you taught me so much Torah last year. Thank you so much. And then when you become Bar Mitzvah, you should go back to your Rebbe and say, Rebbe, now that I'm Bar Mitzvah, I understand even more what you taught me when I was in third grade. And then when you get married, you have to come back to your Rebbe and say, Rebbe, now I'm a little smarter. Now I realize all the amazing things you taught me. And even when you become 40 years old and 50 years old and 60 years old, and maybe one day you'll become Gedolei Yisrael, you always have to go back to your Rebbe and say, Rebbe, thank you for what you taught me in third grade. I wouldn't have got anywhere without you. So we're going to give a round of applause for the Rebbe. And thank you very much. Great to see you. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.